Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you have any idea what or who a saint is? I know the question may be shocking to some and even insulting to others, but the question needs to be answered scripturally. There are two prominent traditions relating to the word saint, which needs to be disposed of very quickly. Some religious teachers, for some inexplicable reason, think of saints as good men and women who have died and deserve unusual recognition for their goodness. If a good man or woman has been dead 5 years or more, his religious denomination investigates to ascertain if any miracles have been done in his name, and then he is canonized or made a saint. This unscriptural approach to sainthood has led many people to think that very few human beings can ever attain to sainthood. There are some serious problems with this view of sainthood. One of the problems is that it has no scriptural support. The saints in New Testament times were living, breathing members of the body of Christ. Paul wrote to the Colossians of the mystery, which had been hidden from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to the saints. Colossians 1:26. Was Paul arguing that the mystery had been made manifest to dead people? What possible good can any information do for those who are already dead, regardless of how good or how bad they were while they were alive? Paul addressed his 1 Corinthian letter under the Church of God, which is at Corinth, to them who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all that in every place call upon the name of our Lord Jesus, both theirs and ours. 1 Corinthians 1:2. Incidentally, the word sanctified comes from the same Greek word that is translated saint. Now a question. Was Paul writing to the living in the church at Corinth, or to those who had died and gone to their reward? If you have any doubts, please listen further. Now concerning the collection for the saints, as I have given orders to the churches of Galatia, even so do you. 1 Corinthians 16:1. If saints are dead people, what good would sending money to the poor saints in Jerusalem do? If they were already dead, they no longer needed food, clothing, and shelter. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians begins with these words: Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy our brother, unto the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints which are in Achaia. 2 Corinthians 1:1. As you listen to the reading of these passages from the Corinthian correspondence, do you see any room for the teaching that saints have to be dead people and to have had miracles performed in their names? My friends, I am not ridiculing anyone's religious convictions, but we do need to know the Bible's teaching on this and on all other vital topics. Another erroneous view of sainthood has been promoted by various holiness sects. They believe and teach that a man is saved when he obeys the gospel, but he is not sanctified until he receives a second working of grace, which is the baptismal measure of the Holy Spirit. When he becomes sanctified, he can no longer sin. He has achieved sinless perfection. Do these holiness groups not realize that the greatest saints mentioned in the Bible, Abraham, David, and Peter, sinned grievously against the Lord? Besides, the Corinthians were called saints, and they were not sinlessly perfect. Thank you, and may God bless you.